What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, if you are using Facebook and or Instagram ads to fill up your live launches, webinar, optimized launch method, style launch, video series, challenge, what have you, the ad strategies that you've been using for a while now or are currently using are very likely not going to work the same going forward. That's right. Big changes here. In this quick tip episode, I'm going to share why this is the case and what you should be doing differently. Let's cue the music. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business podcast. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, I super appreciate you. Hope all's going well, whatever you're up to right now. Quick update for you on Maya, my daughter, preschool front. Fingers are crossed. Things are getting better slowly. Each day that she goes, she's going three times a week right now, three mornings, getting better. This morning, I'm recording this on a Friday. No crying, was psyched, got right in there and started playing. Yes. And within these first few weeks that she's been there, we've already had two different colds that have worked their way through my family. And I'm kind of a little bit, I feel fine right now, actually, but it's in my chest. So if you hear this late night DJ voice coming through, that's why. So anyway, hope all is going well, whatever you are up to right now. We're going to be talking Facebook and Instagram ads for live launches today. And there are some differences. We need to approach using ads for our launches differently in this day and age. And I'm saying that the summer of 2021, if you have been using ads in the past to fill your launches, you've got to approach it differently now because the same approach is not going to work going forward. It might, and I'll explain why, but for most people, it's not going to work. So I want to break that down for you here today. Now, before I dive into that, we are accepting applications right now for my Accelerator Group Coaching Program. Okay. This is for online course creators or online coaches. And if you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you're looking to scale, you want to have a bigger impact, grow your revenue even more, without adding more hours to your schedule because you're currently overwhelmed, probably. You're doing all the things in your business and you're not quite sure what you should be doing, what you should be working on in your business in order to grow. Well, if that is you, if you're listening right now, nodding your head, then my Accelerator Group Coaching Program is very likely for you. This is one-on-one coaching with me, group coaching, and also an amazing mastermind experience. If you want to check it out more, learn more. And fill out the application. It's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right. So again, if you are using or have been using in the past ads, Facebook and Instagram ads, to fill your live launches, the strategies that you've been using are likely not going to work the same going forward, right? And here's the reason. In order to properly test audiences, to test ad formats, meaning an image or a video or a carousel or a slideshow, for example, and also messaging, right? You need to start your ads weeks before that you would normally start your live launch, you know, again, webinar or your optimized launch method. Optimized launch is basically you are launching using like Facebook Live, for example, into a Facebook group community that you've created. Or maybe you're doing a live challenge or whatever it is that you're doing, video series, whatever it is that you're using to sell your offer, right? We need to be starting our testing way in advance. In the past, we'd start 9 to 10 days prior to the first, say, webinar, right? We'd start our ads, our registration ads, 9 to 10 days prior to that first webinar or first video or whatever it is, test for the first 3-ish days, and then start scaling, okay? And that is not going to work anymore. And so I'm going to walk you through two different scenarios, okay? Number one, if you have not been testing all along, and this is what most people are doing, you're not running ads consistently, you know, unless you're launching. Most people, the way that I've seen it for a long time now, is when you have a launch coming up, then you start your ads. And you haven't been running any kind of lead magnet ads or video ads or anything like that in between your launches. That number one, that's a big mistake. The reason for that is because, well, a lot of different reasons, which we're going to talk about here. But number one, Facebook likes to see that consistent ad spend. And so when you do launch, you are very likely going to get better results because Facebook is saying, oh, you know, the algorithm, if you will, is saying, oh, this account has been running for a while. And it's not just like a roller coaster of ad spend, meaning, okay, launch time, boom, boost the ad spend. I don't mean boost the post. I just mean increase your ad spend. Then after launch, boom, you shut everything off. Okay. And so if you've not been testing all along, if you've not been running ads consistently and you're going to be doing a live launch, you really need to start testing at least 3 weeks before your registration ads are going to start. And so that means we've just added, say, 21 days-ish to the 10 days. So we're talking a month before your first live webinar or first training or first whatever it is. We got to be starting ads, okay? The reason for that is, well, before I give you the reason, the first step, okay, in testing here is I would test a lead magnet that you would consider the first step to your webinar or challenge. Meaning like, okay, the lead magnet solves a specific problem for the perfect audience that you're trying to attract for your launch. And then whatever it is that you're doing in a launch, whether it be a live challenge or live webinars or whatever it is, that's the next logical step because your lead magnet solves a problem, but it also introduces a new problem. And then your webinar or your challenge or what have you solves that problem, but then it introduces a new problem, which your offer, like your course or your coaching or whatever it is, solves. Okay. And so the reason that we want to be starting so far in advance of those registration ads is because we haven't done any testing. And each time, each phase of testing, if you will, is going to take 5 to 7 days in order to give it a reasonable data set, if you will, for testing. Okay. It used to be, and I taught this for years, 72 hours, let your ads run for at least 3 days and then make a decision. That is by the wayside now. You really want to be letting your ads run for at least 5 to 7 days, especially in this iOS privacy update that rolled out earlier in the spring. In the world that we live in now with this whole iOS, you've got to be letting Facebook's AI or algorithm, if you will, you've got to give it more time to work for you. Okay. And so because of that, you've got to start testing pretty far in advance. right? And you might be saying, well, Rick, how am I testing something a month in advance of my webinar? I don't want to be sending traffic to, I don't want to get people to register for a webinar that's a month away. No, that's why I mentioned start with a lead magnet, right? This would be the first step. That way, because the lead magnet, remember, as I just mentioned, it's the logical first step before your webinar, before your challenge or what have you. So the offer and the messaging is going to be similar, and you're going to be testing relevant audiences that you would want to be testing anyway for your launch, right? And so the first thing that I recommend that you do in kind of a hierarchy of testing is your audiences, right? There's a lot of talk out there now about like, oh no, audiences aren't really important anymore. Just go super broad. I get it, but we need some data in order to go broad. And I'm talking broad, meaning like, okay, I want to target the US, everybody in the US between, I don't know, 28 and 55, right? That's all great. And I do recommend doing that, but not at this stage, right? That's more for scaling, et cetera. Okay. So first and foremost, test your audiences. You got to be testing your audiences out that you think are most relevant to your business. And so from there, then we're testing the ad format. And the ad format, what I mean by that is your, you know, an image ad or a video ad or a slideshow ad or a carousel ad or what have you. Okay. So that's sort of the next thing that you're testing. By the way, you're testing the audiences and the ad formats at the same time. Okay. And then at the third layer, that's where you're testing your copy and your angle that you're using. This is your messaging. And so throughout this, I'm not going to get into a whole testing methodology in this specific episode, but throughout this process, you're trying to hone in on the creative, meaning like, oh, okay, image worked best. Oh, we found out that this angle and the copy work the best as well. Okay, cool. That is what I'm going to be testing some more, and then I can start to scale it. Each time you're testing something, so let's just say you start a test and you set a campaign up and you're like, all right, this is for a lead magnet. We're going to be doing different audience groups in our ad sets, for example, our interest top of funnel, right? Our cold audiences. So maybe a lookalike and some other interest targeting groups within different ad sets. So then you're going to put an image ad, a video ad, a carousel ad, maybe a slideshow ad in there with all the same copy, right? Because now what you're doing is you're targeting or you're testing both the audiences and the ad format at the same time. Then you have to let that run for 5 to 7 days. Then once you find a quote unquote winner of both audience and in the ad format, right? So you're like, oh, okay, image one. All right, cool. Let's now test some different images. Again, all the same copy. Each time that you're testing, you have to let it run for 5 to 7 days. So for those two first phases I just mentioned there, you're already at 2 weeks, right? And so that's why you can see if traditionally we would start our ads 8, 9, 10 days out in advance of our webinar, well, that's not enough time to be testing. And then the third layer of that testing is that's where you're honing in on your copy and your angle, right? Some people call it a hook. I like to call it an angle. What is the angle I'm trying to use to get the attention and speak to my ideal perfect person that I want to attract to be able to help? And so you got to be starting like 3 weeks ahead of time so that when you're starting your registration ads, you've already done the testing. You've already understand which audiences work best, which ad format works best, which messaging is going to work best. Now, again, you are testing a lead magnet, which is different from, you know, a live webinar or a live challenge, what have you. But again, what I'm recommending here is ensuring that that lead magnet, that the messaging is going to be similar to your launch, right? Now, again, just to recap, this is if you've not been testing all along. If you are the type of CEO that is, you know, just starts running your ads when you're doing a launch, then when that launch is over, you shut the ads off. You got to give it more time to test. Now, the good news on the flip side of this, if you've been testing all along, you get a prize, my friend. Kudos to you, right? So in that case there, hopefully you already know which audiences perform the best. You already know which ad format works the best. Well, in that case there, you can start your registration ads about 10 days out using those learnings from your testing. And then at that point, you can just be testing different, you know, different copy and different angles. And you can be doing that for, say, 4 to 5 days, and then you're scaling those final days. You see the difference here in how we've traditionally been doing this? I really think, and I've seen it for a lot of my accelerator students, we run into where we haven't been running ads for a while, and then, you know, a launch comes up. It's just not this, like, the algorithm needs way more time to determine where the winners are, if you will. And again, that's different audiences, ad format, etc. So if you're live launching in your business, whether it be a webinar, video series, a live training in a Facebook group, live challenge, or whatever it is, you've got to start your ads farther in advance to be testing, right? If you've not been running ads consistently. And when I say running ads consistently, by the way, I'm not saying like run $100 a day. You can literally be running 20 bucks a day if you wanted to. But if you've been testing all along, cool. You are more likely to be able to have success with those registration ads starting about 10 days out, which is what we traditionally have done for a launch. Okay. So hope this was helpful for you. If you would like my help and my team's help in mapping out your strategy, for example, for a launch, for your business, et cetera, this is one of the things that we do inside of Accelerator. You have to be at a certain level though, because this is the community that the Accelerator is all about. Meaning you've got to be at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, averaging that amount. Okay. If you want to learn more about Accelerator, it's application only, rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, super appreciate you as always for tuning in today. Have an amazing rest of your few days until I see you in the next episode. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.